Okay, so then you're out on tour, you're playing Coachella, Bonnaroo, Glastonbury, Oxygen. Okay, this is a huge, big question, but what is the craziest thing that's happened, or like the your biggest hero that you've come across, or you know?
We met Radiohead. That was
I heard you
probably
guys talking about that on Rock the Deuce. You were like, we're getting ready to play with
Yeah,
Radiohead.
that was I think that was the moment so far where it was our minds were just completely blown. Like we just couldn't figure out why Radiohead had asked us to
Well,
open
like
for them and
in 4 days it
like
was like we played two shows at Glastonbury, and they were like some of the craziest shows we've ever played. And then the next day we were playing in front of 30,000 people in Manchester right before Radiohead, and it was really weird. But they were so nice to us, and they actually listened to our album and like our music. And for some reason, I was expecting them to just be like really mean
It's
to
it's
us,
funny
which is
because
like, why would you expect that? But.
they're also, I mean, they're like really nice guys and like really kind of like modest in person. I get the sense that it's kind of similar with them. Like they can't really believe that like they're doing what they're doing. It's just like, I think most people in that position, it's just kind of like, why?
Yeah, when I saw you guys on Rock the Deuce, you said you're getting ready to meet them and you hope that they liked you. And then you played Paranoid Android.
He dedicated Paranoid Android to us at the show.
Sweet.
It
Awesome.
was
Wow.
cool.
Okay, so that was the big moment. So, can you tell me the story though of what happened at Oxygen? What
They were,
happened?
well, they had, like when they have a show at a tent and they have like the kind of like scaffolding stuff that's holding the tent up, and then they put like a barrier around the bottom of it so that people don't get hurt or like don't
Right.
climb on it and stuff. And I guess somehow it was very easy for people to climb on it. So people were just up on these barriers, like 10 people on each barrier, like swinging on it and dancing. And then this one girl started climbing up the scaffolding and like made it, kind of halfway up, and we're all looking. And then she just kept going and disappeared into the roof of the tent. Like we had to stop the show and wait for this crazy girl to come down. She was wearing like rubber like rain boots,
Oh
climbing this thing. Like I have no
She was like
idea.
80 feet in the air. And
Yeah.
the funniest part to me is that all this like mayhem was happening during our song "Pieces of What," which is like a pretty laid back song, and people were just like going crazy, and we had to stop the show after it and then come back 10 minutes later. But it was pretty crazy.
So there's a bunch of YouTube videos of it up already. But you can't see her, like it's all, black tent. Like I
Oh
think I
no.
see her foot.
Everyone was so mad at her.
They're
I know they're
throwing beers at
booing
her
at
and booing.
her
Yeah, they threw beer at her. Like as she was coming down off the thing, she was
and
getting like pummeled with beer cups. It was
I'm
really
glad she
funny.
didn't fall.
Yeah. Yeah. That would have
Yeah.
gone down as one of the saddest
Right.
concerts in history if she fell into
Don't
that stage.
throw things at her.
Who's
She'll
fighting
fall.
and why?
Okay, so now we've reached the present, and what's going on? You guys are writing new stuff? New
We're
album?
writing stuff in our heads.
Yeah.
We're just kind of getting used to being on the road, even though it's been like a year. It's just like it's such a weird thing, and so it's difficult for us to write, because before, when we figured out how to write together, it was just kind of us in a room, and we work well under pressure when people are like, "You have to have a song like tomorrow," and okay, we'll write a
Yeah.
song.
It's also kind of weird, like just well, I don't know, when we first started touring, everything was new for us, and we were hanging out with other bands who were kind of new to the whole thing, and so we were all just kind of going crazy and, having a good time and partying a lot and not sleeping. And I think we sort of realized that we couldn't keep doing that forever, or we would end up like so many washed up
Just like your
musicians in the
song.
past. Yeah. And also like we met other bands like who've been doing this for a while. Like meeting Radiohead, I think, was really nice because we could kind of see how they can be like a very legitimate, respected rock band without totally ruining their minds and their bodies in the process, and you know they live really healthy lives and you know get up every day and do it, and so that's cool.
Radiohead's been a good influence.
Very
on
good
you.
Influence on us. Yeah, because we need good influence. We need like we need rock and roll parents in our lives.
Okay, so three quick questions to wrap it up. Just sort of yes or no questions. Do you think that Chinese democracy is going to be worth the wait?
No.
No comment.
Are you going to vote for president?
Yes. I'll say yes.
Say yes.
What does that mean? I'll say yes.
Is that... Did they call the album Chinese Democracy because... It, was that like a play on how it's going to take forever for it to come out? It's like waiting for Chinese democracy. Is that why they did it?
I like that.
I was just thinking about that the other day.
Yeah, that's deep.
I don't know. Like, okay. Maybe the album will never come out.
We should make an album called, like, Swiss Dictatorship or something.
All right. Well, thank you so much, really. Thanks a lot. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
It was great meeting you guys.